From The Australian, here's what's on the front. I'm Claire Harvey. It's Friday, April 26. Five young men have faced a children's court charged with plotting terrorist attacks. That's the latest development in the fast-moving series of events triggered last week when another teenager stabbed an Orthodox Christian bishop in an Assyrian church in Sydney. Islamic leaders say they're shocked by the charges and fearful they will spark young Muslim men to turn to violent extremism. Scores of serving police officers are facing serious criminal charges, including rape and child abuse in Victoria. You can read the detail and who's charged with what right now at theaustralian.com.au. Golf, God, anxiety and depression. Those are just some of the big revelations from Scott Morrison in a new interview with The Australian to mark the publication of his forthcoming memoir. The former Prime Minister says he's seeking God's help to forgive those he believes have wronged him. In a moment, Cameron Stewart on his encounter with Scott Morrison. Earlier this month, The Weekend Australian magazine's writer Cameron Stewart, also The Australian's chief international correspondent, spent a very unusual weekday on Cronulla Golf Course with a former Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Morrison showed up with fancy new clubs and a shiny golf bag. It could have been all the gear and no idea, but it turns out he's quite good.
He had a jumper with the St Andrews logo on it, the famous Scottish golf course. And look, his first shot, I was watching him thinking, well, you know, you're always nervous as a golfer on the very first tee. That's when everyone can see you. He shot a massive shot that went, it would have scared a low-flying Cessna. It was huge. It went for miles. And of course, I was completely intimidated, but I managed by a great fluke to do a reasonable shot as well. So we both started out very well. And it all went fabulously for about four holes. He was in a great mood. And then I guess, sorry, a little bit like his government, things started to spray everywhere at that point in time. And he started hitting it onto the wrong fairway. I hit mine into a lake. It all went shambolic after that.
It's a full-on personality test, golfing, isn't it? How did he respond when his shots started going awry?
You could see he got very angry at himself. It was like an internal combustion rather than an external one, and he sort of shook his head a bit. But look, you know, in the end, he was actually a really fun golfer to play with. He was very talkative. You know, we started talking about, Donald Trump, AUKUS, Kevin Rudd, everything you can imagine under the sun. We would talk about in between trying to find the ball in the bushes.
It's been 2 years since Morrison left the lodge, replaced by Anthony Albanese. He remained in Parliament what seemed an unusual amount of time for someone who had no ambition to return to the top job. Former PMs tend to either leave Parliament in a big hurry or sit around seething in the hope their party will beg them to return. Morrison did neither. He instead spent the time writing a book. Morrison's book is called Plans for Your Good, A Prime Minister's Testimony of God's Faithfulness, and it's out on Wednesday. Morrison has, on a few occasions, spoken about his faith, including this address from a couple of years ago at a Christian conference, describing laying his hands on the people he met after natural disasters and praying for them.
It's a privilege. It is an absolute privilege. I've been in evacuation centres where people thought I was just giving someone a hug and I was praying and putting my hands on people in various places, laying hands on them and praying in various situations.
In the book, Morrison describes some quite startling moments of overt faith in a way that's much more familiar to hear from American politicians.
He only mentions it briefly in the book, but he was at the APEC leaders meeting in Papua New Guinea, and Mike Pence was representing America. And Pence, of course, is a Christian, quite a strong Christian. And Scott Morrison says he asked all the aides of Pence's aides and his aides to leave the room, so that it just left Mike Pence and Scott Morrison in the room together. And they prayed together about the rise of China and obviously ways to counter the rise of China in the region. That puts quite an unusual mental picture in someone's head, doesn't it?
It's an interesting facet of his character, isn't it? That He was, by his critics, regarded as someone who was sort of smarmy and insincere. And yet the most sincere, clearly, part of him, this genuine belief and genuine search for answers from God that he was quite unashamed about in private, he really went to quite a lot of effort not to talk about that in public, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. And I think he realised that it was just, you know, such a minority of Australians are very strong Christians in that respect. And I just think he understood that it wasn't a great vote catcher for him. And, you know, he definitely did play it down. But in the book, he talks about the courage in his own soul that his faith gave him during moments like AUKUS, which is such a massive decision on nuclear-powered submarines. And, you know, he talks about praying for courage during the COVID pandemic. So I think it's quite interesting to see him intersect those issues, political issues, with the strength that he needed to try and find as a leader through his faith.
After the break, Morrison's very raw description of his battle with mental ill health. You can read the whole story and, of course, all our expert analysis and news by subscribing at theaustralian.com.au. It costs a lot less than a round of golf. We'll be back after this break. A troubled young woman. Her evil parents.
We never had any issues between us.
Has justice been done?
I'm in a prison.
Join journalist Richard Gilliatt as he delves into one of Australia's most gripping cases. Shadow of Doubt, a new podcast investigation from The Australian.
I cannot find one of these allegations that's possible.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts. Scott Morrison, in his new memoir, describes a moment demanding of God, "Why are you letting my enemies get the better of me? Why have you raised me up only to see me now crushed and humiliated?" It's another moment where Morrison reveals a vulnerable side that wasn't so visible when he was in office.
He said that basically as the pressures of prime ministership built up progressively, his anxiety got worse and worse and worse, and to the point that it became agonising for him and unbearable. A sense of anxiety which would grow and grow and grow. It made him struggle to get out of bed some mornings, and he eventually went and sought medication for it, and that helped a lot.
Here's Morrison speaking to Cameron during their interview.
We're all just people. You know, there are no superhuman qualities or superpowers that anyone possesses, but we also have to be conscious that they have to function.
Yeah.
You have to function in those roles. And, you know, it was a very I used a lot of different mechanisms to try and deal with that. You know, I swam, I did a whole bunch, you know, I cooked, I did things like that where I'd try to get sort of mental breaks. And the time I was there, it was probably more demanding than...
Yeah.
You'd have to, honestly, I mean, I'm not overstating it, you'd have to go back to Curtin to find a time similar.
Again, it's something that perhaps his critics, you know, might, if they had known that he was not, as he described himself, just a bulldozer, that he was a human who really felt things deeply, who was very worried, you know, he was anxious and fearful. Those kinds of things are, you know, the more human side of him, aren't they? More endearing.
That's right. And also he goes more broadly than that. He talks about other people in public life. He says that politicians treat other politicians as invincible when they know that they're not. He said there's a culture that is fairly damaging in that respect.
One of the political controversies that perhaps did him the most damage was the allegation of rape brought by Brittany Higgins and amplified in Parliament by the Labor Party in an accusation that the Liberals had covered it up, deliberately conspired to cover up this rape. The federal court has now found that that political conspiracy didn't exist at all. You interviewed him before that judgment came out, but he was quite frank with you, Cam, wasn't he, about the extent to which he now still feels bitterness and anger and has to conquer his feelings about the people who attacked him, both during politics and afterwards.
Yes, he is. He said he's seeking to forgive those who he feels wronged him. He is working through his list of forgiveness for various people. Unfortunately, he didn't elaborate precisely who that was. But he says that it's a work in progress, Claire. So he's getting there. He says he's forgiving people. It sounded to me as if he's like picking a pear off a tree. He's forgiving them one at a time, moving through his list.
It might take a while. Cameron Stewart is a journalist with The Weekend Australian magazine, and his feature about Scott Morrison is published this weekend. Live right now are just some of Cameron's news stories from that interview, and you can read them by subscribing at theaustralian.com.au.
I'm Sarah Lamarquin, Editor-in-Chief of Stella and host of our podcast called Something to Talk About. Every weekend we publish a new episode where you'll hear compelling personalities, strong opinions and thought-provoking conversations.
I wanted to be able to do it in my time when I was ready and speak my truth when I was ready.
The topic of when do I become a mum, that is in my mind 24/7.
Search for Something to Talk About wherever you listen to your podcasts.